Shalom, today's daf yomi is Nida daf mem zayin, Nida 47. Today's daf yomi on the Mishnah, mem zayin amabez, our Mishnah discusses a person, a man or a woman, who doesn't demonstrate signs of having gone through puberty, having gone through adolescence. So as a background, we know that generally speaking, the sign that a person has matured is that they have two hairs in two genitalia hairs, and immediately when they get these two hairs, we consider them to be an adult. Now, sometimes, as we've seen as a baseline, the understanding is that generally speaking, a girl gets these at the age of 12 and a boy at the age of 13. But sometimes they're delayed, and sometimes they're delayed for a very long time because there's an indication that there's something different about their bodies. And so such a person, if it's a woman who is delayed for a very long time, and we see that she will not be able actually to ever exhibit those signs that most women have, that such a woman is called an ioness, because a male sheep is called an iol, a ram, and a male ram can give birth, and so the assumption is such a woman will not be able to give birth. And the man is called a sarus, which is somebody who's a reference to castration, because he too is also unable to give birth, because they've demonstrated that their bodies are different. So says our Mishnah, Bat Esrim Shana, if there was a woman who is 20 years old, Shaloi Via Shtei Saros, that who has not produced two hairs, then what? And the case that we're talking about in our Mishnah is that that under these circumstances, her husband has died, and her brother-in-law is waiting to do yibum or chalitza on her, which is levirate marriage or end the levirate marriage. And we say, however, that if she was really a pure ioness, if she can't reproduce, then under those circumstances, if she doesn't show any of the signs of being an adult woman, then the laws of levirate marriage don't apply. So, and she doesn't even require chalitza. So our Mishnah says, under these circumstances, Tavi Raya Shi Bas Esrim Shana Vehi Ioness. She has to bring proof that she's both 20 years old and also that she's an ioness. And then under those circumstances, she doesn't do chalitza or yibum. She's not required to have either one. And so too, Ben Esrim Shana Lo Evish De Saros, if there's a man who's 20 years old and he has not produced two hairs, and so now we want to know if he's obligated to do Yibum or Chalitza, Yavu Raya Shu Ben Esrim Shana Lo Saros, he should bring the proof that he's 20 years old and is a Saros, and he also is not developed like an adult male. And under those circumstances, Lo Chalitza Lo Miyabim, then he doesn't do Chalitza or Yibum. This is the position of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim Zev Zev Ben Shmonasre. Beis Shammai says, no, the age is not 20 years old where we can determine that they're an ioness or a saris, but the age is 18. Rabbi Lazar says, Hazachar Kedivri Beis Hillel. He says, when it's a male, it's like Beis Hillel, which is 20 years old. Vanakevam, as it relates to female, that's like Beis Shammai, who says that it is 18 years old. Because generally speaking, a woman is typically going to develop before female is going to typically develop before a male. So how do we determine this year? We're saying the 20 years, the 18 years. So the Gemara says that Rav says the Hilchasa B'kulei Pirkin Me'ez L'Ez, that all the years that are mentioned in our chapter of this Talmud, these are complete years from the day they're born until the day that they complete that year. And we don't say that one day after the 20th year will be considered like that year. And so since they've passed 19 years in one day, they're going to be called 20 years old. We don't say that. Rather, we say the person is only going to be called Ben Esrim once the 20th year is complete. And so therefore, that is Rav's position. And Ula says, Titanan Tanan and Dulo Tanan Lo Tanan. He said, in those, Ula's position is those Mishnos where it states explicitly one day, like for example, one it says 3 years old and one day, which is basically all the other Mishnayos except for our Mishnah, then you need complete years. And where it doesn't say one day, you don't need a complete year. But as soon as that day begins, so as soon as we're one day into the 20th year, then the person is considered a Ben Esrim. So the Gemara challenges Rav's position that you need complete years from Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, from a brice with Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur. Because what did Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur say? He says, in the name of Rabbi Lezer, Shnas esrim sheyat, so we menu shloshim yom. Once 30 days have departed from the 20th year, that is going to be like shnas esrim l'kol dvara. That's going to be like the 20th year for all other matters. And so we see from here that according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, we say that as soon as it enters into the 20th year, 30 days, that is considered a ben esrim, a 20-year-old. The Rambam's position is that you need to be complete 20 minus 30 days, meaning as soon as you're within the last 30 days, that's sufficient. Whereas most Rishonim, most medieval authorities are of the position that you, like Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, that you need 19 years old and 30 days in order to be considered this ionis. Some say that we see from here that as long as there are less than 30 days, it's not going to be considered like anything left to that year, like it's completed if we adopt the Rambam's approach. So in that context, people ask, how can we say Baruch Eloheinu Es Hashanah Hazos, bless upon us this year, when it's less than 30 days prior to the end of the year? We're within the end of the year, so how the year should be done, so how could we be asking for a blessing for that year? That's a question that Alef Lecha Shlomo raises, and the answer is that if your actions and the context indicate that it's the year is still going on, then obviously within that context we say that the year is not ended at that point.